So my name's Alex Donaldson, and I will be conducting this interview on behalf of the One Another Project and the Wellcome Trust. The date is the 8th of July, 2009, and if you could just state your name, your age, if that's okay, and where you're from.
Hi, I'm Emma Phillips, I'm 38, and I'm Australian, but I live in London.
And how are you feeling today?
I'm very, very excited. Yeah, very excited.
And how did you hear about the project?
I've been following the Fourth Plinth project for starters, so I was curious to know what was coming up for this year. So I think I must have read about it online, or I may have gone to the Fourth Plinth website to see what was happening. So, and as soon as I saw or read the concept, I was, you know, and I could register, I did straight away. Yeah, it was kind of a really quick, knee-jerk reaction because I just thought, what a brilliant idea.
And what has inspired you to take part?
I'm a fan of Anthony Gormley. I've, you know, seen his work over the years. He's got a commission in Western Australia where I'm from, which I haven't seen, which is sort of not a regret because I will see it, but there's been sort of the most amazing response to that piece that's out at Lake Ballard, called Inside Australia or Australia Inside. And it had quite a big impact in the cultural scene in Western Australia. So I've been familiar with his work before I'd seen it years ago. So that was one of the reasons I wanted to get involved. And I just, the whole idea of the time scale and, you know, 24-hour thing and the randomness of it all really inspired and appealed to me, and just the chance to have a go, I think, is, yeah, it's just amazing. Yeah.
And have you thought about what you're doing?
Yeah. For a while I couldn't work out what I was going to do. I couldn't get the vision. I'm not a performer. I didn't want to do anything that kind of looked like I was trying to do a performance of some sort. I had to find something that felt right for me. And a couple of weeks ago, I'm really into origami, not as a practitioner, but I love origami, and I had some paper on my desk at work, and I started to try to fold a crane, and I said to my pal at work, Neil, oh, maybe I could do something with origami, you know, sort of something based on paper, and I was thinking about the 1,000 paper crane story, which has been something I've remembered from my childhood, and that got me thinking, paper planes, messages, 1,000 paper planes, and put it out to my people and see what came back. And I asked all my friends and contacts and colleagues to provide a message for the planes, and they've all come back. It's snowballed out of control, actually. It went on from friend to friend to friend, and I've had messages from people all over the world to put inside. So then I set about folding them all. So it's been quite, it's been a bit of orchestration, getting the messages, getting them printed, getting it folded, but I've done it with the help of my friends, yeah.
So how are you planning to convey these each individual message?
Each plane has a unique message. Well, actually, no, that's not true. I've got about 500 unique messages, so there'll be some double up. And as long as my arm holds out and I can get over that net, I didn't quite realise it's quite as wide. But anyway, I should be able to get them over the net. And I'd like to try and target individuals. I'm going to pull them out randomly because I want time to sort of tailor the message to the person or the passerby. But I'm hoping I can actually get it in front of someone. And they're touched by it, or they laugh, or, you know, the messages are inane, witty, profound. You know, some people who I know are into, who live with philosophies, have given me something very personal and things that keep them going, or other people have just given me sort of silly lyrics or funny jokes, so it's something for everyone.
And how did you feel when you got such an overwhelming amount of feedback?
You know, it was almost a bit teary. You know, I got a bit, it was quite extraordinary that people really responded to it and so well, and also wanted to get involved, and it just made the whole thing more sense to me, because it's just broader than me. It's, you know, I just felt like it was that was the collaborative nature of my hour feels right for me. So, you know, I'm inspired constantly by people, and so yeah, I'm just the launch pad now. So yeah, I hope I can carry it off.
And are you doing this for anyone in particular?
There's not sort of anything too deep and heavy about my personal reason for getting involved, and particularly this activity. But I do think that having a random message that makes you laugh, or something that might inspire you, or, you know, in times are tough, if someone, you know, the randomness of receiving something that actually could touch you is quite inspiring as well. So I quite like serendipity, and I quite like random acts, you know, so I think it falls into that category for me.
And just going back to the story of Thousand Paper Cranes, what kind of significance has this had?
Well, as a child, I studied Japanese language as a child and into my teens, and it just, that particular story has always stuck with me, the story of hope and peace. And I guess that has become a broader symbol worldwide of, you know, a symbol of peace. And I think if there's anything innate, it's probably that my personal philosophy is to, you know, live a good life, be as good as you can, to, you know, and help others, and just kind of do what you can so that we're kind of all, you know, moving in a positive direction. I mean, I'm not hugely political as an act, I'm not an activist, but I've got my own beliefs and I try and, you know, live by those, and if everyone does a little bit, then I think we can, you know, we can there's positive steps can be made, whatever your, you know, whatever you believe in.
Could you slightly expand on your beliefs and that kind of impact on your life?
Well, I think, you know, I believe in, you know, doing the right thing by either yourself or your you know, people in your immediate kind of circle, in your neighbourhood. If you can do just something that you can personally manage or afford, you know, if everyone does that, there's a collect, you know, there's a mass, there's power in collective activity like that. So, you know, I've got belief, you know, I'm conscious of the environment, I'm conscious of sustainability, I want to work with, you know, an organization that has sort of similar beliefs. I want to live and work in a city that, you know, affords freedom of speech, and me to be who I am, and I want the same rights as everyone else. So, and, you know, I've selected some charities that I'm involved in by, you know, small ways that that's what I can do. So my thing is everyone can just do a little bit that they can do, whether it be pick up their litter, or you know, donate to a charity or a cause, or give time to a cause. I think we would all be in a better place.
That's great. And just going back to, you mentioned the fact that you studied Japanese.
Mm-hmm.
Can you just, I mean, what kind of effect has this had on your life? And are you still studying?
Well, no, I mean, it was sort of something in school, a school thing. And I'm quite interested in Japanese culture and design and aesthetic, probably more than anything now. The language has gone, although I was in Tokyo at the beginning of the year, and I miraculously could read signs that I couldn't understand, but I could recall the sound and the character, which was quite a surprise to myself and my partner. And so yeah, I think there's Tokyo is just kind of quite an extraordinary place of this mix of ancient culture and fierce modernism, and I found it probably one of the most intriguing places I've been to. So I think the Japanese connection is more an aesthetic, and the sort of origami, the kind of precision. Yeah, I definitely think, yeah, it's an aesthetic that I'm drawn to. I definitely wouldn't say I can speak the language at all, but it was something that I did in my past, and the story stuck.
And is there any symbolism with the shape, the plane?
Well, it's an origami fold. I can't remember exactly what it's called. My friend Neil helped me with it. But it's it's neat and it's precise and it flies very well.
And is interaction with the crowd going
definitely
to be quite...
Oh, definitely. That's, I couldn't have imagined just standing there without having any interaction, and I think probably that's part of my personality. I work well with other people. I'm not a lone traveller. I think having interaction with people, whether it be in a work environment or on other activities you do, I think, you know, the energy that generates from between people is really important for me, and it always has been. I like a collaboration rather than I'm a sole performer.
And how much of a performance do you see this hour as?
I don't know, because I'm not shy, and I can be quite loud. Have been known to get up in public and do things in the park, just randomly, not planned. But I hope to have some eye contact with people, that I'm not just flying these things willy-nilly. I'd like there to be some direction between the audience, and I'd like to see what response they get when they open these planes and see the message inside. It'd be nice to sort of see if there's any response, or if they get dropped on the floor. That would be, you know, that's life as well, isn't it?
And is there any way that the kind of public can respond back to you?
No, I didn't put any access like that, as far as a web or an email, or I guess they could fly it back to me. There is one that says return to sender, so, you know, we'll see. And it'd be interesting to see if I can get through all of them as well. I hope there's enough people, but we'll just, you know, I'm just going to give it a go.
Yeah. Well, do you have anything else to add?
No, I'm just very, very excited. I think it's a brilliant project, and you guys have done an amazing job. It's just a very slick operation, and exciting. It's a, you know, these are the kind of things I moved to London for, to be, have access to cultural activity like this. It's, yeah, really brilliant.
Yeah, great. Thank you so
Thank
much.
Thank you.